From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. He was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, with his talents, his genius, and his great endless scientific ability, has proven the luminous reality adopted by the Shia that an Imam must be the most aware and virtuous one of the people of his time. And it has also proven that the one who has more knowledge than anyone else must be the Imam, regardless of whether he is young or old. Allah the Almighty has provided the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, with knowledge, wisdom, and sound judgment, similar to how Allah provided the prophets of the past with these same concepts and qualities. Truly, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam has shown this reality to all of the world.
Parts of Ziyarah text of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. We find that in the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, with his companions, with his friends, with his relatives, with his family members, and with the people in general, he spoke quite a bit about Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. And of course, in an age where philosophical thoughts and theological opinions were being imported and infiltrated into the pure Muhammadan Islam, it was truly the endeavors and hard work and efforts of the Imams, including Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, that saved and preserved the pure Muhammadan Islam. And so we see that it was very important for Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam to pay special attention to these matters of the oneness of Allah. Of course, we had seen what the Jewish people had done to the original Judaism and what the Christians did to the original teachings of Jesus Christ. And so perhaps in order to avoid falling into those traps, we find that Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam speaks in depth about the oneness of Allah. And so in one such conversation regarding Islamic monotheism and Tawheed, we find that Muhammad bin Isa asked Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam, "I imagine something." Now, Muhammad bin Isa was talking about imagining Allah. And so he said, "I imagine something." Interestingly, before Muhammad bin Isa could continue forwards and say something else, at that point, right then and there, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said to Muhammad bin Isa, "Yes, but Allah is not perceivable or limited. That which comes to your imagination is different from Allah. Nothing is like Allah, and imaginations cannot perceive Allah. For He is unlike whatever can be imagined by the mind." And so here we find, interestingly, that this is such a beautiful way to describe the oneness of Allah and to describe the attributes and the essence and the being of Allah. And this relates to the very present day as well. There are perhaps many of us who try to imagine what Allah is like. Now, this is a mistake because He cannot be perceived. Allah cannot be perceived. How can you imagine something in your mind which technically is unimaginable? Because our imagination cannot encompass and fully understand that which is Allah, the Supreme Being, the Constant Being, the only independent existence in all of existence. And so the more we try to imagine, perhaps the more we will become confused. So the only way out is for us to try to understand Allah based upon the teachings of the Quran and based upon the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. And in that manner, will we be able to attain and reach true Tawheed, true Islamic monotheism. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth Imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let's go to the hadith of the Imam, where Imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. وَالْحِفْظ زِينَةُ الرِّوَايَةِ or زِينَةُ الرَّاوِيَةِ. In Islam, you know, riwayat, narrations are part of our life. And this is where memory becomes very important. So those who are in this process of learning the ahadith and the narrations, for them, the beauty is in the ability to memorize those ahadith. And this by itself is actually an art. You know, people learn how to do that. When you look at the people who have memorized the whole Quran, it's not a small book. But they're able to, you know, memorize the whole, you know, book. This needs a tutor, you know, to learn the method of how to do it. And even when it comes to hadith, there were many, many muhaddiseen. You will see with their names, they would sometimes be called Al-Hafiz so-and-so. They were not only hafiz of Quran, they were also hafiz of the hadith.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.